Hey, there you go. We were talking just a little while ago about this program that will strip all the ads out of the internet. And I had a caller call me during the news, and he's going to call me back in a minute. You know, again, some unintended consequences when it comes to that. Might want to consider, because again, like so many things, it sounds good on the surface. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Good morning. This is Greg.
Yeah. So now you called about the idea that there is this, there's this program out there that will allow you to, that will allow you to strip ads out of the internet.
That's correct.
Now that sounds like a cool thing, but your theory is that that won't work so well.
Well, I'm not saying it won't work. I'm saying that it'll cause a lot of companies to reconsider their advertising dollars on the internet, because that's one of the reasons why a lot of websites are either free or very inexpensive, and a lot of web-based applications are inexpensive, because when you sign up for those services, you have a choice of either getting them without the ads and then you pay more, or getting them with the ads.
Sure.
And my thought is it's an economy-driven industry.
Are
a financial-driven industry. So if businesses know that there's a way for them to lose advertising and not recover some of those costs, they're going to rethink a lot of their business on the internet. The
other part
of it too is the technical parts. How intrusive is that application? If it's installed on a router or a firewall, exactly what does it do? And when it strips out the ads, does it leave a blank spot there? Does it leave an empty banner? Does it compress the files and then alter that website? There's a lot of technical things that are going to happen behind it. It's not like when video came out, when all these devices to strip out commercials on TV, because that's a different signal.
Right.
And with these banners, it's the same digital signal. I mean, there's going to be markers for them, but the technology, I would love it, actually, me personally, but I would be real, real cautious about it, because it to me, it sounds like an application that's going to be intrusive on the firewalls and routers.
Well, yeah, and again, and you sound a little wonkish on this, so you're ahead of most of us on it, but the idea is also that aesthetically the page would change, so that it wouldn't be nearly as pleasing to the eye.
It's very possible.
Yeah, good. Hey, listen, I appreciate the input. Thank you. All right, that's, again, something that sounds like a good idea, stripping the ads out of the internet, but maybe not so much. Oh, one other thing, a little bit of, and I want to talk about this now, because we talked about it yesterday at this time, and that was that the governor did in fact speak in Dimebox. You know, he spoke at Dimebox over the weekend, and so we talked about how Dimebox got its name.
And it was for, you said snuff.
Right, and the story that I was heard was that. But that was not, we had a listener who wrote me an email yesterday to explain that was not the case. That was not what happened. That's not how Dimebox got its name. Apparently, from what their source was, is this all happened from a time when the mail service was not what it is now. And so as a result, you couldn't get mail from one place to another, and in this particular case, they wanted to get mail to Giddings, okay? And so what they would do is apparently leave a dime in the box so that they could get the mail to Giddings. What the email says is, there's an old dime box, a new dime box, and the name comes from the practice of leaving a dime in a box at Brown's Mill to get a letter delivered to Giddings. This was before the Federal Post Office opened in 1877. When the P.O. opened under the name Brown's Mill, or a variant thereof, and in a short order, a lot of mail was misdirected to Brownsville. So the postal people were pretty angry about that. They had a reputation for refusing names that could be confusing to existing post offices, and this was right there. So what they did is they ordered the change, and the town folks submitted Dimebox, and it was accepted. And then in 1913, the Southern Pacific Railroad came within 3 miles of the town, and almost everybody moved for the convenience that it afforded, having the rail line there. Notice Boonville and Bryan. That's how Bryan got to where it is. Enough remained to retain the name, so they decided there would be an old dime box and a new dime box. So there you go, and I appreciate Todd Craig for letting us know about that. So,
very interesting.
We're not any smarter than our listeners, but that makes us pretty dang smart.
Speak for yourself.
And we're not going to downgrade that with Jethro Trivia today, then, because we did those two things. But Royce is here this morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good,
thank
good.
You.
And Leah's here from the Humane Society. So we'll do the. I know I hate Royce is hating that he's not going to get to challenge on Jethro Tree today. But
I'm on a roll.
Then you'll have to. That means you have to come back again.
We could at least give him that maple donut you did.
He's not allowed to have any donuts.
Oh, he's not? I thought he was. I thought he was the reason there were donuts.
No, absolutely not. Mr. Downs said he could not have any donuts.
Mr. Downs is standing right here, he is disagreeing with you.
Yeah. I thought that's what he said, that he couldn't have donuts because the wife said no.
Oh, no.
I got the donuts for Royce. And, yeah. By the way, I also got an email saying you're pronouncing one of the names wrong, Kevin. I just thought I'd let you know.
Thanks in front of everybody.
You
that's great.
Tom Turby, though, you didn't have to do it all.
I think that what Ben had mentioned is that maybe Mary didn't need to know that Royce was going to get the donuts, but what the heck.
Which, thank you very much, she now knows.
That's it. Well, you know,
I tried, Royce.
After 50 years of marriage, you have to look the other way sometimes.
That's right.
All right, so what's going on at the Humane Society?
Well, we don't have any donuts as far as I know, so this was a place to come this
morning.
There
you go. Good.
We kind of this week's a little more low-key business as usual. However, we still are running our Fall in Love adoption special, which means there is select half price and $12 adoptions. Uh-huh. A lot of times people they'll ask us, well, what's wrong with this dog if it's $12?
Yeah, why is this a bargain basement dog?
It's not a scratch and dent or anything like that. It is solely we want to find them a home. It means we have we either feel they've been in our building too long in our program, and we'd like to find them a home. We have a wide variety of cats right now. If someone's looking for a cat, they need to come by. And we're still getting in younger kitten type cats. Usually this time of year, we've always talked about kitten and puppy season. So yes, we do get more in the earlier parts of the year. For whatever reason, when I first started with the shelter years ago, we never had kittens this time of year. Now, we still have kittens in foster care that are too young to be adopted out. We're blaming it on global warming. So if someone's interested in foster care, we're still looking for foster homes. We're looking for adult dogs that'll go into foster care for PetSmart and so on. And then, obviously, like I said, we still are getting puppies and kittens too young to be adopted out. So more of that information on our website, aggielandhumane.org. We will be closed on Thanksgiving and the Friday immediately following Thanksgiving because, mm-hmm. well, everybody's watching football, so there's no sense in us being open.
Yeah.
We will be open that Saturday, though, and that will be the last day of our half price and $12 adoptions until we get into our Christmas specials, which are the 12 strays of Christmas for the 12 days of Christmas.
Sure, I remember that. Okay. Now, if they want some more information.
Again, you can come out and visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. Leonard Road is just north of Villa Maria Road off 2818, and we're out near the Expo Complex. If you haven't been out to visit us, please come out and visit. It's a great piece of property. We're on 17 acres.
It's cool.
It is. We are doing, we're collecting cans for actually canned food for the Food for Families food drive as well. So if you happen to be out, you can bring a can out as well. It started as it was just a staff thing, but now we've just expanded. So, we also have, you can find us online at aggielandhumane.org or find us on Facebook, Aggieland Humane Society.
All right. Thanks a bunch. That's Leah here from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as you hear, Royce is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
2 weeks in a row.
I know.
Wow.
I know. I couldn't stand being away from you.
That's it. So what you got for us today?
Well, we've got a number of things, including we're going to talk about deluxe ribbon cutting that's coming up here in a little bit that I think might interest those that were interested in the Aggieland Humane Society report.
Okay. Good.
Anyway, Ag Breakfast coming up. It's hard to believe it's a week from today.
Wow.
Thanksgiving's next
Thursday. Yes, it is.
Hello.
It's
coming whether we're ready or not.
Yeah.
But this is the breakfast that we do every year, the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, to thank those that grow and produce our food all year long. And everything will be grown or produced locally. And I was talking to John Giesenslaw. He's already getting all the cooks ready. They're actually going to prepare this food. Wow. Some of those folks can really cook, I'm telling you. But it's going to be out at the Brazos County Expo Complex. It'll be, again, next Tuesday, November 20th, 7 a.m. We plan to have you out of there by 8:30. The cost is only $15. It's sponsored, again, by Producers Co-op and Capital Farm Credit, who have been with us for so many years. But I hope you'll come out. This is an event that's grown every year. We're expecting a large crowd for this breakfast. A lot of folks have kind of adopted this as one of their favorite events for the chamber. So it's a great way to spend Thanksgiving week with us. We have a business after hours coming up this Thursday. day after tomorrow, the 15th, it's going to be out at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. They've had business after hours before. I assure you, if you come out there, you will not be disappointed.
They know how to do that.
Paul and Merrill Bonarigo really have their act together out there. This is out on Old Reliance Road. If you've not been out there, what a great opportunity for you to come out and see their facility and join us in some networking. 5:30 to 7 this Thursday at Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. We do have the deluxe ribbon cutting for the Agaland Humane Society coming up. That's on Thursday, November the 29th. So that's getting closer, too, just a week after Thanksgiving. That'll be from 4:30 to 5:30. As Leah just said, it's out off Leonard Road near the Expo Complex. And I've been out there. It will be worth it to come out there to see that. It is open to the public, so come out and join us and thank them for what they do for our community. Just to save the date, our Economic Outlook Conference, one of our more popular events, is going to be held on Wednesday, January the 23rd. We're actually very busy planning that, but we need you to get that on your calendar. That runs from 8 in the morning till about 2 to 2:30 in the afternoon. It'll be out at the Hilton. And the title sponsor once again this year will be Wells Fargo. Ribbon cutting today, Brian Rotary Club's having one out at Veterans Park, the Field of Valor. That's at 4:30 this afternoon. Pedal Patch tomorrow at 4:30, 3808 South Texas Avenue. And Friday, Born Learning Trail, which is a United Way type of activity at Brothers Park on Rio Grande. That's at 11:30. We also will be closed Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving Friday. We're also going to be closed Saturday getting ready for the Fighting Texas Aggie football game against Missouri. Lee, I know you're glad that's later in the day.
Yeah.
I think 6 o'clock. Is that right,
it
Kevin?
Is 6 o'clock. Yeah.
Our Platinum Member Spotlight, Scott & White Healthcare.
All right, very good.
Always great to be with you.
Appreciate
that. And
I'm
going to count on Jethro Trivia next time.
Next time you're here. All right, we'll do that. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 822.